On the phone with us, our official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. She has offices statewide. She's also the president of Lanier Law Group. Real easy to contact, 1-888-CONSULT or 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. We're pretty excited about this next topic, Lisa.
Yeah, we are.
It involves swingers and gangbangs. Basically, the rundown, there was a guy who created his very own business card, and his occupation was gangbang organizer. He accidentally dropped his business card in the hotel where the said gangbang was going to go down. And when the police stormed the hotel room, there was a woman in there who was saying, I'm here willingly. It's my 45th birthday. I wanted to have sex with 45 guys.
Average birthday party.
Huge. And I don't buy it. I don't buy it one bit. I think that he was really a gangbang organizer.
Well, even if it really was true that this was just her birthday fantasy, mm-hmm. he went about it all wrong. And he set it up to be guilty of solicitation of prostitution, because he even put it on his website that you could come have sex with this woman for the suggested donation of $20.
Right.
So, this is pretty sad for the woman. Yeah, but...
I do have a question. If somebody, you said that he went about doing it the wrong way, if somebody was going to do something like this in real life, what's the right way?
What's the right way? Well, there are actually all sorts of sex clubs out there, nationally as well as right here in North Carolina, and they are basically membership organizations.
Oh.
And so, you can pay, and they actually, some of the memberships, that I actually know a guy that runs one of these.
Really?
And really?
He charged, and this was years ago that he told me, he charged $1,500 annually for these people just to join the club. And then they pay to come to these hotel takeovers, is what they call them. And so basically, sometimes I think you see a hotel and you see, like, it's completely packed, at a weird time. This may be what's going on, because... It is, they come in and they either take over part of the hotel or the entire hotel, and they have these parties. And he would have, like, buffets and wine and cheese and sometimes DJs and all kinds of stuff.
Who wants to eat at a buffet before that? But anyway.
Right, exactly.
Maybe afterwards.
I don't know. Afterwards,
I got you.
It's for after.
Exactly, afterwards. But he would have all these different themes go, different theme weekends or different theme rooms and stuff. And then these people pay for the party, as well as they've paid this annual membership.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are ways to have these meetups or these clubs, but this guy just put it out there like $20 a pop, and that's not the way to do it, because prostitution is broadly defined as basically exchanging a sex act for monetary consideration, and that's exactly what he's doing here.
Now, I have a question, Lisa. Well, what's the difference of joining a group and paying monthly to go to these things where you have sex? Is that just because it's a membership and not directly between two people?
Right, exactly. So, in the situation with the woman, she's not paid a membership into something. She's actually, she and this guy are receiving this money for her to perform the sex act.
I see.
And with the membership clubs, they really are just joining a group. And then the purpose of the group is to connect people who have similar interests. And then what the people do, whether they have sex or they don't or whatever, it's up to them, because they're just mingling. She's going to face some pretty serious, these are felony prostitution charges that they face. And I think they're going to be convicted, because just recently they filed a motion to dismiss, saying that, it was all this consensual
right.
stuff, and the judge disagreed and said this needs to go to trial.
Lisa, can we go back to the topic of your friends who are swingers?
Yes, please.
Or the people that you know who happen to know about swinging. So you were saying that they totally take over the whole hotel. That means that nobody else can stay there during that time?
Right, right. So, the guy I know that has one of these businesses, I'm not a patron. I just want to put that disclaimer out there.
That's good to know.
I was just fascinated. I'm the kind of person that if you start telling me some stuff, I'm going to start asking questions.
Same here.
That's how we are, yeah.
And so he tells me that basically he does, he makes these people submit a physical, proof of a physical examination from a doctor that includes an STD screening. They have to show that they are free of HIV. They have to show their test. They have to sign a confidentiality agreement and give a certified criminal background, you know, certified criminal record, before they can join. I mean, he has some pretty strict membership qualifications. And then, yeah, they go in, and so what they're really paying to get to do is attend these parties that they call hotel takeovers. Mm. And so in order to ensure their confidentiality, no one else, they will rent an entire hotel for, like, for the weekend.
And I guess that's what you're paying your annual dues for, right?
Right. Well, and then he would charge them a lot of money to attend the party, too, because he's actually, I mean, the $1,500 was just to join and cover, you know, his administrative costs and that sort of thing. But then the people still have to pay, you know, whatever, $500 or whatever for the weekend for the hotel room and the food and the access to the party.
So you can't be a poor swinger.
He was making serious money.
You can't be a poor swinger, it sounds like.
Sounds like it.
Very interesting.
So
we should have you on to talk more about this later.
Well, you know, I don't really want to be known as...
No, I know. you just know a guy.
That's all. You know a guy.
We all know guys that do things that are weird.
I know a guy. Right.
Yeah.
Friend, you know, of a guy. Friend.
Yeah. I got you. You guys don't hang out all the time. You're not at these things. We're talking to the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, a very interesting person. You never know what we're going to talk about.
We're not the only ones, by the way, who are fascinated with the life of swingers. This is what I was thinking about. There's a new show coming out on TLC talking about, it's a reality show about swingers. And I think that they're going to cover 5 swinger couples and their lives and how they deal with exactly what you were talking about, the jealousy, if this is a real part of what Lisa was saying, a real part of the fabric of their marriage. So I'm interested.
It's fascinating. I mean, I think people tell their lawyer, their bartender, their hairdresser pretty much anything. And so
it's
I've heard
true.
Just about everything doing this for 20 years. But also just, for some reason, I'm the person that people just tell stuff to. And so, and I'm very curious, so I'm going to always ask. So I have asked a million questions about this because it is fascinating.
It is fascinating. It's that secret life type of thing that people want to know about.
Yeah.
We've been talking to the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. Her name is Lisa Lanier. She's also the president of Lanier Law Group. She has offices statewide. If you're ever injured on the job, 1-888-CONSULT or 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. As always, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.